From NPR News, it's Day to Day. So, banking giant Bank of America is buying Merrill Lynch. Now, we just heard Floyd Norris say that he thinks the financial management firm would have been fine, but ultimately it suffered from a lack of confidence. The deal, however, is done. The selling price, about $50 billion in Merrill Lynch stock. That's less than half of what the company was worth at the beginning of 2007. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, what is in this deal for Bank of America?
Hey, Alex. Well, quite a bit in here for Bank of America. Merrill's being sold as a bargain price, as we just talked about, and Bank of America can use what Merrill's got. There's not a lot of overlap between these two companies. Bank of America has the most deposits of any U.S. bank, Merrill Lynch, world's largest brokerage. So together, we're talking a financial behemoth here. It would rival the Citigroup, the new Citigroup. It could be the new Citigroup is what I'm saying, and that's the biggest U.S. bank in terms of assets. Bank of America will also get Merrill's 50% stake in BlackRock, and that has $1.4 trillion of assets under management. I spoke to Anton Schutz today. He's a portfolio manager at Burnham Financial Group, and he says Bank of America is getting assets here it wouldn't otherwise be able to get.
How else do you end up with a large sales force of financial advisors? So they got one of the best sales forces. They have a huge stake they're getting in BlackRock for this. And they're buying this a good chunk below book value.
Bank of America said in a press release it expects to achieve $7 billion in savings from this combination by 2012.
But let's recall here that Bank of America just bought Countrywide, the failed mortgage lender, back in January. How is it going to be able to take on more debt now with Merrill Lynch? Isn't it still absorbing some of the Countrywide costs?
It is, and Bank of America's own finances have got to be hurting. I mean, with consumer credit evaporating, the company's profits have been on decline. As you said, the Countrywide financial purchase back in January, and now it's got Merrill Lynch's bad debts to deal with. So in that sense, this is a risky deal. But Bank of America is all about acquisition. It's actually a Charlotte bank that acquired Bank of America. It's made its name by acquiring stuff. Now, is it taking on too much? That's debatable, and it's a possibility. Anton Schutz, though, says no. That Countrywide's price that Bank of America paid was deeply discounted, and that Bank of America can absorb all this.
They bought it well below its book value, so they're able to set aside reserves for both litigation and credit losses. And they get terrific distribution. They get a very good mortgage servicing platform, plus a tremendous amount of offices.
So most analysts don't believe Bank of America is overextended here, but that's possible.
Janet, is this the end of the era of standalone investment banks?
Well, some prominent analysts have been saying that. And as you spoke, you talked earlier with the New York Times reporter, there are only two big investment banks left, Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, and many expect that these two will either acquire a bank or be acquired by one.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.